With the United Nations Security Council passing new sanctions against North Korea over its nuclear weapons program, Michael Kirby assesses the challenges facing international law and diplomacy. Kirby chaired the UN Commission of Inquiry that found clear evidence of ongoing crimes against humanity in North Korea when it reported in 2014. In this podcast, he considers the current security situation and also the extreme difficulties of demanding accountability for grave human rights violations in North Korea at a time of heightened nuclear tensions. Kirby begins by reflecting on discussions on North Korea between US President Donald Trump and President Vladimir Putin of Russia during the G8 summit in Hamburg.
It may be that the discussions between President Putin and President Trump may reveal suggestions for a more peaceful approach that will yield greater dividends and take fewer risks. This is what one hopes will be done, and that the principles of the Charter of the United Nations, which are aimed at defending the world against dangers to peace and security, will be fully respected. There is a need to respect human rights in North Korea, and that is an urgent need, but if the path of military options, death, destruction, retaliation, very serious new weapons is taken, that will very quickly escalate, and that is a possibility that everyone must guard against. I believe that the wise and experienced diplomats in the United States will be so warning the president, and I believe that the president will follow that warning, and the talk of military options will be put off the table. In fairness, President Trump has not actually mentioned military options. He has mentioned very serious responses, and some people in the media have assumed that that is a reference to military options. I'm not at all sure that that is a conclusion that should be reached. And I also think if an objective is to encourage North Korea to take steps to improve its human rights record and to reduce the temperature of the security risk, then the path to that objective lies along the route of conversation, discussion, and compromise.
Kirby goes on to welcome recent moves by the new president of South Korea to reach out to their northern neighbours.
It is very interesting to observe the steps that have been taken in recent weeks by the new president of the Republic of Korea, Moon Jae-in, in his own country. He has made steps to seek reconciliation or at least conversation with North Korea. He is understandably deeply concerned about the special risks to the people of Seoul and of the Republic of Korea from the developments of nuclear weapons in North Korea, and from the old-fashioned pre-nuclear armaments that North Korea has at its disposal. I believe it is a good thing that he is aware of the desirability of reaching out to DPRK. It would be a tragedy if the world went down the path of sleepwalking into a serious military conflict on the Korean Peninsula.
Kirby also examines the role of the international community in bringing accountability for crimes against humanity in North Korea, given the present tensions.
If we are to get accountability for the crimes against humanity found by the COI, that will demand accountability on the part of the leaders of DPRK. This includes the present Supreme Leader, Kim Jong-un, and the elite around him. Yet, it is pointed out, demands for that accountability make it more difficult to secure a compromise that would ensure the surrender of the nuclear capability of DPRK and guarantee the survival of the regime. So that the international community, if it is to comply with international law, must achieve at the one moment the surrender of nuclear capability and the defence of universal human rights of the citizens of DPRK. This is therefore effectively requiring the international community to square the circle. This is difficult, but it must be attempted, and it is not admissible in international law, if there have been crimes against humanity, simply to turn away and to forget them or overlook them in the hope of getting a deal that will end the extremely dangerous situation presented by the nuclear capabilities of DPRK. The challenge for the leaders of the international community, stimulated, I hope, by lawyers and especially by the IBA, is to address at the one moment two apparently inconsistent necessities. But that is what the Charter of the United Nations requires, and therefore we don't make our situation better by lamenting the difficulty of the challenge and hoping it will go away. It won't.